Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Do you remember back when we spent, $5 trillion on the verge of $6 trillion going to Afghanistan and Iraq so we could fight the terrorists there rather than here? Why'd we even bother to do that? Shoot, we took 2,500 casualties in Afghanistan alone. Why do we even bother to do that if the plan all along was just to bring the terrorists here? All 18,000 of them. To me, this is the biggest news story of the last 2 weeks, yet somehow it hasn't gotten a lot of attention. I'm convinced if the American people knew, it would be a huge story. If they knew that Joe Biden brought 18,000 terrorists here. We first learned this from Joe Kent, Donald Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center, which is a federal agency, in a hearing almost 2 weeks ago.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
We also learned something else that was shocking. 2,000 of those terrorists had actually been flown into the U.S. by Joe Biden out of Afghanistan. In other words, people on terror watch lists. Even more shocking, we would learn last week that once we were about 1,000 terrorists in on those Afghan flights, Joe Biden was personally sent a memo warning him, hey, you know, you're bringing terrorists here. You're, you know, by not vetting them, this is kind of dangerous. It puts Americans in danger. But Joe or whoever read the memo didn't give a damn. And the flights continued, which is how we went from 1,000 terrorists from Afghanistan to 2,000 terrorists. Meanwhile, the border was wide open and the other 16,000 terrorists came over that border. They didn't even hide. They didn't sneak in. No, they turned themselves into the Biden administration. Because the word must have spread by then, it wouldn't matter if you were on a terror watch list. They'd let you go with your free ticket to go wherever you wanted and your Obama phone. Again, folks, this doesn't even count the 2 million gotaways. Those we know crossed the border because we've got sensitive scanners in the ground. We know footfall-wise exactly how many gotaways there were, 2 million. How many more terrorists in there? I don't know. Another 18,000? Who knows? Now, the 18,000, again, is just those, the 2,000 from Afghanistan and 16,000 more who turned themselves into us at the border, and the Biden administration didn't give a damn. But you're thinking, there's got to be a catch, right? I mean, they can't be all terrorists, like ISIS, Al-Qaeda terrorists, right? I mean, probably some of them are like, I don't know, narco-terrorists. Didn't Donald Trump just designate cartels and drug organizations as narco-terrorists? Surely the 18,000 terrorists, I mean, that's who we're talking about, right? Former Navy SEAL and now Republican Congressman Eli Crane had the same question. So he had counterterrorism chief Joe Kent to his office to answer it. Can you imagine serving for 13 years as a Navy SEAL, doing three tours in Iraq and two tours in Afghanistan, and hearing what I'm about to tell you? I mean, about who these terrorists are. Here's Representative Eli Crane on the Benny Show on what counterterrorism chief Joe Kent told him about those 18,000 terrorists.
I had Director Kent in my office this morning. I wanted to, you know, ask him some more questions about this. And the thing that he said to me that, you know, compounded the shock factor was he said, and those are just the ones that we know of. Okay. And I want to remind you and your audience, it took 19 operators to pull off 9/11, who I will remind you shared the same ideology as these 18,000. I asked Joe Kent to unpack that number for myself and other members of the Homeland Security Committee, because I was expecting he might say, well, you know, 5,000 of them are, you know, from ISIS, Al-Qaeda, other jihadi organizations, and the other, you know, 13,000 of them are cartel members who are now considered terrorist members because we just, you know, classified some of these cartels as terrorist organizations. No, that's not what he said. He said there were 2,000 Afghanis, and then the other 16,000 were from jihadi organizations like ISIS and Al-Qaeda right here in this country. And you know what else is scary that he told me? He said, in most cases, we can't even remove these people until they commit a crime.
Wait, what? We can't even remove these known terrorists until they commit a crime?
Because of the way that the Democrats orchestrated that invasion and allowed many of them to claim asylum, they now have protection here in the United States until they commit a crime. And he told me this too. He said, in many cases, even if they do commit a crime, we cannot send them back to their country of origin because of their asylum claims and because we have anti-torture laws. So many of these countries commonly torture their people, and so we're not allowed to send them back to their country of origin. And I just wanted to bring that up to your audience, Benny, because to me, this is the biggest story in the country that is not getting covered. I'm telling you right now, Americans are going to die. A lot of Americans are going to die. And this could have been completely preventable by not allowing these people in. And once again, it is death by Democrats. And I hate to make it partisan, but it is. And many of us were screaming and yelling, don't do this. Don't do this. This is foolish.
Representative Crane says the Democrat Congress members he serves with know their party did this. They can't even look you in the eye over it.
And now in these briefings where these numbers are being brought up, you can almost see, you can look across the aisle, Benny, you can see all of them with their heads down because they know they caused it. And it is disgusting. And Benny, I'm going to tell you this too. These terrorists don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. They want to come here. They don't want to assimilate. And they want to wreak as much havoc and kill as many Americans as they possibly can. And we have failed the American people, and it makes me sick to my stomach, and it's a slap in the face to every veteran.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Speaking of spending trillions of dollars to fight those terrorists over there so we didn't have to fight them over here. Yeah, the guy who pioneered that concept was George W. Bush. How's he feel about all this? He wants them to stay. Wait, what? Headline. George W. Bush Institute urges Americans to sympathize with Afghans after D.C. National Guard attack. The Post, authored by Bush Institute directors Natalie Gunella Platts and Laura Collins, begs Americans to let the poor Afghans stay here in America. It would be very unfair to send them back, he says. Sorry, they say, on his behalf. Cruel, even, since they served so bravely alongside us in Love America and whatnot. Well, except for the 2,000 terrorists, of course. They've been forced to flee their homeland, and many a second time. We can't send them back. I bring this up because this is an instructive moment, and George W. Bush is a liar. Number one, they don't mention that 2,000 of them are terrorists. Number two, they don't mention that the reason that Donald Trump has frozen all immigration from Afghanistan and also frozen the immigration process. A lot of these folks are in the process of getting legal permanent resident status or, God forbid, citizenship, that the reason that Trump froze that process is because we've just learned that 2,000 of them were on the terror watch list. And they want to review them because they suspect there are a lot more, as Tulsi Gabbard explained last week, Trump's director of national intelligence. They froze the immigration process so they can vet those already here. All 100,000 of them, in a desperate attempt to at least figure out who the hell we let into this country. Now, the fact that George W. Bush and his institute doesn't mention that is fundamentally dishonest. It might make some kind of sense. I wouldn't agree. But if they at least said, well, you know, we understand we've got to freeze, you know, the process for a while, make sure Americans are safe. And of course, the 2,000 terrorists have to go back. There's none of that. They argue to keep them all. Now, folks, you got to understand what we're talking about here. Because the average migrant who gets a green card, on the day they get a green card, remember this, starts the chain migration process. Each one brings an average of three people here. So think 2,000 terrorists, each one brings three people here. That's 6,000 people. God knows what sort of affiliations they have, plus the 2,000 terrorists. Now you're sitting at 8,000. But the total number that came from Afghanistan, remember, is 100,000. Yeah, that math is staggering. So that's 300,000 brought by the 100,000 that Joe Kent tells us, even as we go back through them, we're going to have a hard time. Some of them just are unvettable. They may be terrorists. We just don't have enough information in our databases to prove it. And guess what? They're going to get to bring their friends. So now we're up to 400,000. But guess what? Well, those people that come as part of the chain bring an average of one to two people each. Yeah. Wait, are you doing the math? Okay, so we're 400,000 plus, let's be conservative, another 100,000, that's 500,000 Afghans, many of whom, some of whom at least anyway, are terrorists who are unvettable to us. Why, for the love of God, would you fight for a thing like that? But George W. Bush is. Why would the Democrats bring them here? Same reason. Afghanistan is 90% Sunni Muslim, and Sunni Muslims, as I've told you many times before, vote Democrat at the highest rate of any other group of people on earth. Start that chain migration, and there may just be enough in there to permanently swing the swing states. So Republicans can't win anymore. Now, you would wonder, why would George W. Bush want that? Because the Bush family has always been globalist, and their first and foremost goal, even going back to when George W. Bush was governor of Texas, and he was signing executive orders forbidding the border guard from patrolling through state parks. And the reason he'd do that is because state parks abutted the border. And so, you know, he would have years where 100,000 illegals thundered right through the state parks. He was the original open borders guy long before Democrats got the idea to do it. Why do the Bushes do this? Because they're open borders globalists. In fact, the whole idea of open borders did not start with the Democrats. It started with the Bushes and then spread like a disease to the Democrat Party once they realized they could get enough votes to create a one-party system, run it like a voter drive. The Bushes, more than anything, and a lot of people say, well, is George W. Bush a Democrat? Yeah, he's more of a Democrat than a Republican, but no. The Bushes' foremost goal is to erase the borders of this country, to end the sovereignty of the United States of America and replace it with an open border system between Mexico and Canada, which would then become one big block. In pursuit of what? Well, what George W. Bush's daddy told us the goal was years ago on 9/11, not September 11th, 2001, but September 11th, 1991. When he announced that the goal was the New World Order, the creation of one supranational, international government that would rule over not countries, but regional blocks. The fastest and best way to get there was to erase America's sovereignty and sort of melt it into one of those regional blocks. America wouldn't die the way the Democrats want. They're trying to destroy the country. It would simply cease to exist in its current form, and with it, all the Bill of Rights protections and all of the unique things that make us America would go too. It's kind of brilliant. And so when you look at these Sunni Muslims, they're key to that. And the Bush family clearly does not care if they have to go to a Democrat-run one-party system to get there, as long as they get there. You could see it for years. You're watching it now. The Bushes have always posed as Republicans, but actually they're card-carrying members of the globalist class who are members in good standing of the Uniparty. That's what makes it all the more alarming, the announcement just a few weeks ago that when Trump is gone, the Bushes and their donors will seek to retake the party. A lot of folks in the pundit class scoffed at that when it came out. Ah, the Bushes aren't popular. They can't retake the party. No. You're not understanding. It's not that the Bushes will retake the party or anyone will like them or follow them or want to give them money. They won't. It's the Bush money that will retake the party. The Bushes, Jeb and W, they'll never win office again. Heck, P. Bush can't even win in Texas. That's how unpopular they are. But the candidates will take that money. And that's what the danger is. The danger is the time that's coming when Trump won't be standing in the breach between us and the dissolution of what's left of our borders. We've got to find somebody who will. And we've got to start making plans for that now. Kelsey Grammer, the actor, talked about this last week on a podcast.
What's really more important, I think, for Republicans in general now is to understand that Donald Trump's not standing in the gap anymore. He can't protect us anymore. They dished out everything they could give him. They tried to kill him. They tried to kill him twice. They tried to imprison him for life. They tried to impeach him twice. He stood there bravely and took everything of it. And we all voted for him because he was still standing at the end of the day. We actually voted for him because of the left. So they got what they, you know, they got their own desserts. But now they're after us. There's a guy in Virginia who got elected who thinks he should actually kill his opponent's children. This is shocking to me. That's not the world I grew up in, and I can't believe that actually happened. I can't believe there's that many people in Virginia that would vote that way. I actually may not believe that there's that many people in Virginia that voted that way. I don't know how it's possible, but there it is. And as long as that's what's going on, then we have to stand there knowing that it's Donald Trump can't protect us anymore. We have to do it ourselves.
Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.